My name is Pieter Ballon. My lab is the iMinds Living Lab. So it's the living lab of the Knowledge Institute iMinds, which is the digital innovation institute of the Flemish government in Belgium. We help organizations, large companies, startups, also public bodies to innovate in the digital world. Almost every Living Lab project that we set up, we try to involve different sets of stakeholders, and they can be the users of the technology, can be consumers, but also business users. They can be the technology providers, they can be the financiers of a certain solution, they can be the enablers of a certain solution. Because what we find is that a lot of digital innovations, where they fail, is because they treat the world in isolation. They think that they can introduce an innovation, a new product or a new service in a vacuum, and that never happens. You increase your chances for a successful innovation, you increase them manifold by involving all the relevant stakeholders and making them work together in a real-life pilot, in a real-life living lab setting, where they can still experiment, they can try out new roles, new types of collaboration without the lawyers getting involved. But it's so for them, it's a comfortable way. It's a trusted way of collaborating. But on the other hand, it's serious because it happens in real life. It needs to work in real life. So it's the perfect testing ground, not just for a new technology, but also for the collaboration and the networking that they will have to do to bring their service or product to the market. For instance, in the mobility field, we work a lot on city transport, city mobility, city logistics. There are a lot of issues with that, and this is something that everybody is experiencing, and that everybody has really a stake in. Not just the innovators, not just the people that want to make money out of that, but every one of us is confronted with mobility and with mobility issues when you are moving around in the city, to and from the city. And so this is an area where there are a huge number of potential solutions, and they all cost a lot of money and a lot of effort to implement, not just the effort of buying and developing new technologies, but of changing basically the way that your city functions, because the mobility choices and the mobility solutions that you take on board, they have repercussions on how you use public space, on how much parking space you need, whether you free up the streets for pedestrians and for cyclists, yes or no, whether public transport takes a big role in your city. So it has huge repercussions, so the choices that you make, you better make them right. And so there we find that it's absolutely crucial to involve all the different stakeholders, the whole community, not just the people who are most active, who are most vocal, who have the most interest in that. No, everybody needs to feel, to the maximum that you can get it, needs to feel comfortable with those different solutions. And so the pilots that we set up are designed so that ordinary citizens are involved, not just at the start of that process to give some ideas, but really to follow them, to monitor them throughout their daily behavior, how their mobility patterns, how they are right now, how they are changing as an effect of new technologies and new solutions. And that is, I think, the only way to achieve a transition towards a real sustainable mobility model for cities.